This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our economic guru, Brian Belsky, in the house in about 25 minutes, 1 hour from now, the Hall of Famer. All he does is catch touchdowns. Chris Carter, who's in town for another rappelling event with the Salvation Army and the Minnesota Vikings. Chris Carter, someone I believe the athlete I've interviewed the most, if I don't count my Wolves job. The Wolves job changes things a lot, but yeah, Carter, a regular on the show, regular for me, a regular with Chad Brera. He's on with Dan a lot too, but yeah, Chris Carter, a fabulous interview pretty much every single time is with us in an hour. We're going to get some audio from a woman who lives in my town who's having a hawk issue. A hawk issue. We'll get to that later. But let's get, which one do you think we should start with? Should we start with Pete or should we start with JD? I'm inclined to say we start with JD.
I was on the same wavelength. Okay. We go there.
This has generated plenty of reaction the last few days. Adam took one angle to it, and it was an interesting approach that Adam had. You can now podcast the Adam and Giordana Show anywhere you want. Adam discussed this at the first two segments in the 11 o'clock hour. Well worth your time. Adam Carter, to me, the most talented employee that WCCO Radio has ever had. I'm not joking. I believe that. The most talented employee that WCCO Radio has ever had is Adam Robert Carter. Here is J.D. Vance years ago mocking the Democrats with a bizarre approach.
We're effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
What a smug, condescending comment. That comment is so you're all beneath me. You can't top it. Okay, I have three biological sons with Kathleen, my ex-wife, who's pretty much my best friend. I also, after Kathleen and I split, I dated Jen for 7 years. She has two amazing boys who I don't interact with now because, you know, our lives are separate, but I still think the world of them and would do anything for them. Dated Carla for almost 9 years. Michael, I just had dinner with Michael. I would walk across fire for Michael. Okay? So I can't imagine my life without these kids who've been in my life. I can't. But I don't think my life is in any way, in any speck of a way, superior to someone who either could not have children or decided to not have children. And that smugness is out there for a lot of people. You know who hears that a lot? Our friend Jamie Ukas. Now, Jamie is a stepmom now. Married to Doug. They have a great son who I've been around a number of times. Wonderful. And I've watched Jamie with her stepson, and she's great. But if Jamie was here, and Jamie will be here multiple times when she's in Paris, she's probably in Paris now, covering the Olympics, Jamie would tell you the endless amount of emails she would get from really cruel people. Why don't you have a kid yet? What's wrong with you? Why don't you have a kid yet? What about those who want to have a kid desperately and they can't? What did you guys do? You guys face challenges?
Yeah. It was a long journey, a few years, and eventually it ended up with the full round of IVF, two rounds, actually.
And that's inexpensive, right?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, a year's salary, basically, from what I was making.
Think about that.
It's fine.
Year's salary for what you were making at that time. How about individuals who just decide that they don't want to have a child? That's fine. That wasn't my choice. Wasn't your choice. We're not better than the others because we had kids. Our life isn't automatically more fulfilled because of that. And again, I can't imagine a second of my life without my boys. But by the way, before I had them, I enjoyed my life. And I have plenty of friends who don't have kids. And I don't walk around with a superiority complex looking down at them and say, oh, what a lonely life you live. No, some of them tried really, really hard. And they couldn't do it. And then they decided for whatever reason they weren't going to adopt or whatever. And others just said, I'm going to live life differently. So you have that, which bugs the bleep out of me. Does it bug you? And then here's the best communicator in politics today. I'm separating Barack Obama out of this conversation. He's not in politics right now. I know you think he's controlling the White House. He's been making every decision. No, he's not. And Bill Clinton, I'm taking him out right now. And actually, Bill, there's been some age issues with Bill that happens to all of us. Bill's still a good communicator. Does he have the same fastball he once has? No, I don't think he does. Does Obama still have his fastball? Yeah, he does. Pete Buttigieg is the best communicator in politics today. You don't have to agree with him. You don't. Who would be other contenders as when he faces a difficult question, complicated question, has to defend the administration, goes to Fox News because they know he's their best communicator? Who else would be in that conversation? I was trying to think as a Republican, like I think my guy Josh Shapiro in the governor of Pennsylvania, who will be a president before the next 12 years. I think he's very good. I think Pete's better. Is there a Republican? Like, I thought Chris Sununu was, I think he's good, the New Hampshire governor. I think Haley's fine.
Yeah. Your guy Christie's good.
Blunt, direct.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but, Pete, there's few that are smoother than him. In, as you said, facing a tough question.
Doesn't duck it. Right? That's one of Kamala's biggest issues. She ducks tough questions. Donald obviously resonates with tons of people. Doesn't matter the question. He's just going to give whatever answer he wants. By the way, that political strategy would say that works. But so here's Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Transportation. Here he is on with Stephen Colbert. When Colbert, who's left of Pete Buttigieg, by the way, he's asking about the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who is a true, true believer in Scripture and the way he believes the Bible tells him how he should live his life. He's entitled to that. Absolutely. I don't have to agree, but I'm not telling him how to live his life. I get to differ, but I don't doubt that Speaker Johnson's a true believer. Here's Colbert in a lead up. About Speaker Johnson.
It's just Buttigieg here. But okay. Colbert's lead-up was asking him about Mike Johnson, and Johnson having said some rather abhorrent things about the LGBT community and how it's, you know, basically the devil.
Yeah, the ruination of society, it's dark. And so here's Pete Buttigieg responding to one of the comments that the Speaker of the House has offered up.
I'll work with anybody who can help us get good transportation available to the American people, but I don't know, maybe we'll just have them over, because our little house isn't that far from the Capitol, and if he could see what it's like when I come home from work and Chasten's bringing the kids home from daycare or vice versa, and one of us is getting the mac and cheese ready, and the other one's microwaving those little freezer meatballs that are a great cheat code if you got toddlers and you got to feed them quickly,
and
they won't take their shoes off, and one of them needs a diaper change. Everything about that is chaos, but nothing about that is dark. That's The love of God is in that household.
That's right. In my view, the love of God is in that house. The God I believe in isn't telling you it has to be a man and woman, in my view. You don't have to agree with me. You don't. Speaker Johnson does not agree. I think it's sad when people are unwilling to respect the joy other people have in their life and the kindness that they can bring, including to their children. Because we have millions and millions of stories, Dave, where there's a mom and dad, and they're amazing parents. There are hundreds of millions of stories. Amazing. There are amazing stories where it's a single dad or a single mom. There's also just, I don't know how many, but there's also millions and millions where the mom and dad, they're terrible parents. Or the single dad, terrible parent. Or the single mom, terrible. And by the way, there are gay couples where it's the same thing. Some of them are amazing. Some are okay. Some are terrible. The idea that Pete Buttigieg and his husband somehow can't be good parents because they're two men, show me proof. Because you don't have it. You just have your personal belief, which is fine. But there's no proof that it's guaranteed that a mom and dad are automatically better than a dad and dad. And I get how people believe perspectives should be heard. You can get perspectives a lot of ways. You really can. And so I also want to get to this tweet that came to me, and I want people to chime in on all this. At 651-461-9226. When I put out the whole soundbite from Colbert capturing what Johnson said and Buttigieg's response, a texter said this: the meaning of life is simple, to reproduce. Without reproduction, there's no life, and one could add little meaning. Well, that sounds like something J.D. Vance almost would say, right? And he cites childless cat people and Kamala Harris. By the way, she's a stepmom. Pete Buttigieg has two kids. And AOC, how old is AOC? She in her mid-30s?
Yeah,
right.
At most.
Right? So she can't have kids? And by the way, let's say none of them ever would have kids. The idea that you can't be productive and that you can't bring meaning to life unless you have children, I find those comments repugnant. How old is she?
34.
34.
Well, and to go back to Vance's comment, to say that if you don't have children, well, you have less at stake for the future of the country, or you don't care about the future of the country because you're going to be gone for it anyway? Please.
Give me a break. It annoys me. Maybe you're totally on J.D. Vance's side. Maybe you think the breakup of the man and woman dynamic at home is a dark journey. I don't. What do you want to say? Agree with me? Add some nuance? Totally disagree. I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're just going to play a little bit of how Colbert phrase this to Mayor Pete before he responded. Here's Colbert.
Work with a guy who argued that same-sex relations are, quote, the dark harbinger of chaos and sexual anarchy that could doom even the strongest republic.
Okay. That's going to doom us. That's it. We're done. Okay? We're done. Give me a break. Why are we done? Because individuals have decided to live their life without children. In this case, who did he target? He targeted two women and a gay man. Does he also mean if, okay, Belsky's going to join us here in 10 minutes. Belsky, he has kids. What if Belsky didn't have kids? What if I didn't have kids? Would we be the part of the ruination of society? Come on. And by the way, when the Republicans are trying to appeal to suburban women, right? Everybody's trying to appeal to suburban. Suburban women often decide the election. This is going to resonate? You're just childless cat ladies who don't care about the society once you die? So you only care about society after you die if you have kids.
Yes.
You just hope anarchy, death, destruction, it turns into a hellscape,
yeah,
apparently.
I think if you don't have kids, once you turn 70 or 80, just light the place up. Who cares, right? I think that's how generally people feel if they don't have children. Sure.
My God. You know, I think he's getting advanced way too much criticism early on because you know, he's not a dynamic speaker. So what? Okay, but the comments he actually offers up, You can comment on those, and I certainly am right here. Joe has called in. Joe, you're on WCCO.
So you're telling me, Chad, having kids doesn't change you as a person.
Never.
That's insane if that's the truth.
Never. Joe, here's what you do. You call in, and you run through. So you made a statement. Let me react to it. I never said that once.
Okay, but what you're saying is that it doesn't change. He's saying it does exactly what he said, how these people – that don't have kids are the weird cat lady, whatever. Okay, he said it, I didn't. What I'm saying is, he makes a point, though. Your whole view on life changes after you have kids.
No, not my whole life didn't change. There are many things about my life that were fully formed before I have my kids. Many things.
Of course, but what are your priorities with kids versus not having kids? You know your kids come first thing, like you've just said.
Absolutely.
You'd walk on, you know, you'd walk on fire, you'd do everything else.
Absolutely.
That's what he's getting at. And there's no doubt.
His words matter, though, right,
that's
Joe?
That's not the truth.
His words matter. His words matter.
He might have,
that they don't care about society unless they have kids. Come on. He is a very intelligent person. We should hold him and Biden. Hold on. No, hold on. We should hold Biden to his words. We should hold Kamala Harris' words. All of them, both sides.
Right.
You know, there's just too much condescending from people who have kids who look at other individuals who don't have kids with, and they're just condescending towards them.
I agree. It's so bizarre to me, too. I happen to have two kids. I don't care. Have kids, don't have kids. I have uncles that never got married, never have kids. Are you asking me if their view on life is a little different than people with kids? You bet. I'll go to my grave saying that. Are they great guys? You bet they are. But their whole outlook on life and how to do things is different because, as you know, when you have kids, they become it changes your life and it changes your outlook on things.
How,
and that's what he's getting at.
How
and
you phrase
twisting it, you know.
I played a soundbite, Joe. I play how you just said it compared to J.D. Vance. If he would have said what you said, there'd be nothing out there. But he didn't say it with some compassion and some empathy like you just did.
I'm just, you like to twist stuff and make it like, oh, you're so offended by what he said. You can't get out of what he said, what I just said. It's the same thing. That's what.
So words don't matter. So this is a bit, okay, right now.
No.
Hold on a second. Let me finish it. This is like Biden when he was struggling or Trump when he goes, you know, crazy. And then the cleanup people say, well, this is what he really matter. This is what he really meant. What I want out of a president or vice president, not to be flawless, not to be perfect, but their words should carry the weight of their actual words. And it's not the only time where Vance has offered up condescending comments towards individuals who don't have kids.
Okay, but it's not, but you're acting like see, you're taking it as a complete, like, oh, I'm so offended by all these things and whatnot.
No, I'm just saying I'm offended by what J.D. Vance said. Not all these other things. I'm reacting specifically to what he said. Dave feels the exact same way. There, I could show you a lot of texts who agree 100%. You get to disagree, but I'm not the outlier here, Joe.
I understand that. But you have, that's the whole problem we're having, though, is everybody's so offended by everything. That's not what he's saying. He's saying AOC doesn't have the same outlook on life as a 50-year-old married lady. She doesn't.
In one aspect of her life.
Right.
In one aspect.
Correct.
Not the totality of her life. We just don't
correct.
Agree. Joe, I appreciate when you call in. Yeah. Call in again. I can't get to as many texts because I got Belsky right here. I got to have Belsky come in studio and say, okay, we got 2 minutes for you. He looks very good, by the way, doesn't Belsky?
Always looks good.
He always looks good. Belsky, our economic guru, maybe handing out money before the segment is done. Are you handing out money before the segment is done?
I got a whole pocket of Benjamins.
Nice.
A whole pocket.
Nice. Should we give the address? Come on down. No, don't come on down. Belsky's not handing out money, but he'll hand out good information when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.